Rav Shlomo Friedlander has Yahrzeit tonight for his beloved father, Rav Shalom. So we should learn Leil Nishmas Menachem Mendel ben Shlomo HaKoyen. We're going to learn from the Sfas Emes Parshas Truma. It's in the middle of Shnas Tuf Reish Lamed Beis, the right hand side of these photocopy pages. And he's discussing the pasuk, the very beginning of Parshas Truma. We're going to focus on the expression me'eis kol ish, and then of course we'll discuss asher yidevenu liba. He says that gam pirish me'eis kol ish means that the whole person should be doing it as all of Klal Yisrael. All of the person's devotion should not only represent Klal Yisrael. He's going to say that the person's devotion is of that substance that is the devotional problem. Let's explain. Klal Yisrael is called a people of Nedava. Shirashirim Shlomo Melech calls Am Yisrael Bat Nediv. Nedive Amim Nesofu Amalekei Avraham as well. So we are a people known as the Nedivim. And that kind of devotion, that Klal Yisrael's nature, has a part of each of our souls. It's a piece of each one of us. Each of us has in him that ingredient, which is the nedivus of Am Yisrael. And the Sfas Emes is now saying that that's how a person is supposed to be giving his truma, by tapping into that part of that person that is his Klal Yisrael nedivus. So we should think about that even when we give machzis hashekel. Certainly when we give trumas and tzedakas all the time, we should understand, not only are we doing it as it needs and on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and that it's good for Klal Yisrael, but we should understand that the motivation to give, there from whence we feel like giving, is itself part of how we are, each of us, owners of, bailim of, a certain nedivos, because of part of Klal Yisrael. There's an aspect of giving that's a Jewish aspect, a Klal Yisrael aspect within each of us. Gam perish, let's see it inside. Gam perish me'ez kol ish li'yoyz kol ma'iseh ha'odom b'cholos Yisrael. That what we're doing is not as I am doing it. I am Klal Yisrael. I'm doing it as a part of Klal Yisrael. It's my Klal Yisrael aspect that's bringing out this nedivus. Then it is done, and because of that it's done, as if all of us are doing it. And more than that, he says, what's your kavanah? The kavanah should be, I want to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But more than that, I want Am Yisrael to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's me'eis kol ish. And that's the right way to give. I'm giving because I want that Klal Yisrael pleases HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, I want to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I'm just part of Klal Yisrael. I want Klal Yisrael to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he goes on in the fourth line. He says, "Ukishemachnis atzmai v'klal Yisrael." And when we are thinking that way, I'm doing it because I want that we klal Yisrael should make Hashem please. Ma'isov misremim elav Yisrael. That's when what we do is really uplifted. That's when it's lofty, and that's when it's of a higher value, because it's not me; it's klal Yisrael, and that's what Hashem wants. He wants it from Klal Yisrael. So when it's offered up as I am Klal Yisrael, Hashem grabs it with joy. Because it's not coming from plain. It's coming from Klal Yisrael. And the act and the accomplishment is so much greater now. Because it's Klal Yisrael. The Kol Ish, who Klal Yisrael? The words Kol Ish in the Torah mean Kol Ish, all of Klal Yisrael. Kimoshe Kassim, as it says, Parshas Nitzavim. And it lists all the different parts of Klal Yisrael, of all different kinds, young, old, tradesmen, all different kinds. Kol Ish Yisrael, the Torah, because every one of them is Kol Ish Yisrael. It's a very important concept, because it can also change how you look at a fellow Yid. If you look at a fellow Jew, you're not looking at a Yid, you're looking at Klal Yisrael. If each Yid, every Jew, has such an important part of Klal Yisrael all about him, and her. Each Yid is motivated by the fact that he is a Yid and part of Klal Yisrael. And what he does because he's part of Klal Yisrael, for the sake of Klal Yisrael, so that every Jew is Klal Yisrael. And this is something that it's very important to remember when we do mitzvah. Many times we will see these words in a Hinnani Muchan Mezumen, that we're about to be Mekayim and Mitzvah, and the words say, B'Shem Kol Yisrael. That we're doing it not because I have a mitzvah, yes, I have a mitzvah, but I have a mitzvah to do it because I'm a Yid, because Klal Yisrael has to do it, I'm doing it B'Shem Kol Yisrael. It is my identity as part of Klal Yisrael that calls upon me to do this. And then therefore, when I do this, and I am fulfilling this, we are all fulfilling it. It's in that order. As part of Klal Yisrael, I wish to please Hashem Yisbarach, and I have the ability to do so. When I do so, therefore, it's a little bit like everybody in Klal Yisrael has done this. That's very big. That's very, very big. And that's how we should look at that. All of our Ma'asim Tovim and all of our mitzvahs, we're doing it B'Shem Kol Yisrael. And it's very, very big. Because what one person does now becomes what everybody does. Next he says, Asher Yidvenu Liba. Kimisha Einai Kach. Einai B'Chlal Ish Yisrael. Wow. If you're not doing it with this kind of kavana, so then you're not part of Klal Yisrael. As far as this mitzvah is concerned. So now he's implying that Asher Yidvenu Liba means not just any kavana. I want to give to the Mikdash. I want to give to the Mishkan. I want to please Hashem because we, Klal Yisrael, want to please Hashem. I have that Klal Yisrael character and nature in me that wants to please Hashem. Now I'm going to do it. Asher Yidvenu Liba. That's the kind of kavana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. And then he says a fascinating thing. He says how we can relate this to the Mishnah, the famous Mishnah Hillel HaZaken in the first parak in Avos. Adeni Avi Zikni Merdi Rebbe Zal Pirush HaMishnah. Imein Anili Mili. If I don't do what I can and must do, who can? Who will? Ukshani La'atzmi. But if I do it only myself alone, or for myself alone, ma'ani. So everybody understands that it means we have to do what we must, and what only I can and must do, but not for myself selfishly. It's much deeper than that. And he says, a most amazing interpretation in the name of his Zayda, Echtushi Arim, Mea, Alta, the first to get around. The Rim is the one who established the Chassidus in Ger, in Gura Kalavaria, in Poland. Ki kol ish nivra al davar miyuchad. Everybody has their specific accomplishments, their reason for which they are put in this world. The reason that for this neshama at this time is unique. No two yidden are the same. No two yidden that ever lived are the same. Every neshama has its mission in its time, in its place. Nevertheless, as different and as unique as each yid is, the way to accomplish what he or she is supposed to accomplish is with all of Klal Yisrael in mind. So it's a fantastic thing, it's a beautiful thing. Everyone has their own specific mission. No two people have a Shabbos that's the same, or a Kiddush that's the same, or have a Chatzulah that's the same. Everybody's accomplished worlds that are unique to this person's accomplishment, to this person's mitzvah, and how he does it, how she does it, in this time, in this place. And yet, it's in the context of being part of Klal Yisrael, and for the sake of Am Yisrael's service to Hashem. That's why it's done. It's not done because of me, even though what I have, and what's vested in me is unique, but I'm doing it for the sake of, because all of me is meant to be for the sake of serving Hashem as Klal Yisrael. And then he says, adopting the phrase from the Brice of Shmuel Eimer, we say in the morning before the Zimra, V'hu Klal HaTzarech L'Prat, V'Prat HaTzarech L'Klal. So an individual person is the Prat, but the Klal needs that Prat to do what only he or she can do. But he or she is only doing something meaningful because he or she is part of and has in mind that cares about the cloud, cares about what's happening what's going on in the cloud? You know, I once read that the Simcha Zisul Zif was walking with a member of his family, I think it was his son-in-law, and in the street, maybe in Kelim, he saw a Yid, desperate, probably, that's Bimala Mitzvot, who walked by. There was a pole or a Russian wagon driver with a bale full of hay, and the Yid took some of the hay and ran away, stole some hay from a goy. And it so distressed the Alta from Kelim, and he had such pain from it. Later, many hours later in the day, he didn't look well, and his son-in-law said to him, he said, well, Rebbe, what's wrong? You're not feeling well. Something wrong. He said, how can I feel well when I saw that there are chaitim in Kabbalah? How can I feel well? It so distressed him that there's a yid who would take something that's not his. Now, that's what we would say now is that Midah Taiva is so much greater and more powerful than Midah Peronius. In other words, can you imagine how much simcha we have to have and how much respect we have to have? We see a yid doing a mitzvah, because if in the case of an Avera, it means that the Klal Yisrael has done something. There's someone in Klal Yisrael who's done an Avera. So then, Kama times, so many times over, and over and over, we have to rejoice when we see that there's a yid that does what it means, how valuable it is, how meaningful it is, because it's the cloud that's doing this mitzvah. He's doing it as part of Klal Yisrael. That's something that gives us great joy. Let's continue. Now he says something about this nedivus. V'zehu shekosuf kol ish asher yidvenu liba. By the way, the idea of Nedivus Halev is repeated at the beginning of Parshas Vayakel. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Kol Adat Yisrael, Deh Adavah Shetziv Hashem Lehem, Kum Itchem Tshuma Lashem, Kol Nediv Liboy. This Nedivus is the important ingredient. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us something fascinating. The Zohar HaKadosh in Chelek Beis, in the written Dapim of the Zohar, page Kuf, Lamed Dalad, Amid Beis. The Zohar HaKadosh there says, Kol ish means kol ish, the whole person. Not just that the giving is wholehearted, but it should be from people who are people and build a mishkan using that which comes from people who are all in for Hashem at all times. Take it from ish asher yidvenu libay, meaning who they devote their hearts, not just to the mishkan. And that's even more clear from the pasuk in Vayakel, where it doesn't say about Levi in this particular instance, but rather where Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Kol Nadiv Levi Yivieho." That is the devotion of the person's heart. It doesn't say "Asher Yizvenu Levi," meaning the material which he wants to give. "Asher Yizvenu Levi," according to Zohar, means the person who always donates and gives his heart. Zohar Kadosh Pirush, "Kol Ish Liyais Kol Chius VeChesek." The Ratzayin HaAdam Rak Elav Yisbarach. That's what the person should be all about. The person you want, whose material wealth you'll take to build the Mishkan, is not only that he gives it now with such Ratzayin and such passion. That's what he does all the time. That's what characterizes the whole person. He is a person who is always looking for, how can I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How can I do, what can I do this minute now for Kvay Shemayim's sake? Kol chiyus, all his lebedikayim, cheshek v'rotzen, all this person's passion and desire of this adam, rak I love you, Spock.
Madre. I was a little confused because I thought it was like commanded to give to build a mishkan. So this giving, I don't understand why, you know, like for example, when a person doesn't want to give a get, the base sin can force you to give a get, and you say, like, the person really desires to tell, but it's this kind of giving. Am I mixed up or confused? It's commandment to give.
And that was voluntary.
There are times where the person has to be assumed, like in the case of a get that you're mentioning, really in the depth of the person's heart, he does want to give this get. You're not really forcing him. The person, the yid, really wants to. And even if he says, writes ani only because kaisen oizayat sha'omer writes ani, but in the real truth of who and what he is, he really does want to do such and such a mitzvah. 100%. What we're saying now is that the best kind of nedava is from someone who's unquestionably giving, not only now, but all the time, and caring passionately, not only now, but all of the time, for Hashem Yisbarach's sake, for Kvay Shemayim's sake. Uba Gemara Yalfinin, Kicha Kicha Misdei Efren. Everybody knows the famous Gemara, how do you know that you conduct Kedushin with Kesef? Because it says that the Kesef that Avraham Avinu gave to Ephron to buy Sdei Ephron the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah, and it says Kicha. So now we know that Kesef affects Kicha. Purchases can be done, and since it says Kiyikach Ish Isha, so certainly then Kedushin can be affected with Kesef. But he says, let's learn from what we can that Kicha means with Kesef Dehainu Kesef Hu HaChesek. Kesef means the desire, the Hatshuka. That's how you become close to, that's how you have vegas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gzeira Shava, Misdei Ephraim, he says. Let's learn the Gzeira Shava. It's a beautiful drasha. Just like you learn that you can make Kicha on a Kedushin and betroth the woman using Kesef. So when it says Vikuli Truma, let's understand that you can use Kesef, meaning your desires, for a kicha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That just like you can use kesef to betroth a woman, you can use kistufin, you can use your desire to cling to and bring Hashem to you and make the Shekhinah come to you like a bride comes to his chas, comes to her chas. Let's learn kicha, kicha misteyafrin, that you can learn the ruchnius of kicha, of taking and bringing on the great spirit and Dabkus Bashem, learn it from Kesef, from Sdei Ephron. Learn from the Gashmistik Kesef to the Ruchnistik Kesef. What do we say in Yidid Nefesh? Ki ze kama nichtoif nichtafti. That's, and then of course, what does Lavan say? When he says to Yaakov, oh, you wanted so much to go back home? Also, he uses that lashon. Nichsayt nichsafto, right? Exactly. In Davar HaMelech, when he says how much he wishes for Hashem, nichsafo, v'gam kolso nafsh. So kesef is desire. So we should understand that the kicha of yikuli is that you can become bonded with and you can take on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be with you with kesef, the real desire, not just in the giving of this truma, in living a life that has that motivation. What can I do to bring Hashem on, to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What can I do for Kavod Shemayim's sake? Ube Medrash. Now the Medrash, we'll take a quick look at it. It's on the right-hand side. In smaller font, there's the Medrash. It says, Mashal Melech Shehaya Loi Bas Yechidah. Famous Medrash. Melech that had an only daughter, Ba'echad Min Hamalachim, Min Natla, and a young prince, king comes along, marries only daughter of the melech. Bikish lelech loy laharza. And now, of course, bride and groom are going to go home to where this young prince lives. Velitalishta, he's going to take his wife with him. Amar loy, the melech is going to miss his daughter. He says, Bidish nasati lecha yichidisi. This is my only daughter. Lefresh mimena ein yachol. I can't separate from her. Aslema lecha al titla. But I can't tell you not to take her. It's your wife. It's your new bride. Ein yachol. It's your wife. Elazot tova asayli. Do me a favor. This great kindness. Shekol mokim sha'at ha'olich. Wherever you go. Kiton echod asayli. Make a little bedroom for me. A little dormer. Sha'adur etzlecha. So I can be with you. Have a little room someplace so I can stay near my door. Nothing like an unintrusive father-in-law. So that's the mashal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I've given you the Torah. And kacham HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to now be with you because if you're a people of Torah, I have to be with you. I can't tell you not to take it. And the Sassemis now says what we really have to learn from this Medrash. Rabbi Meir, Shmash Levit Shemelach, Yechira Hi Litlam Memuch, Yevsha, Sheishtecha, Zotu Va'aseli, Chalmak Mishat Ha'olot, Aseli Kiti Va'odot, Echa. Pirish. L'fimashah ha-Torah devuka ba'adam, to the extent that you're married to the Torah, to the extent that you're as close to the Torah, and it is as close to you as a bride, shalem nishkach mimenu klal, that it's never forgotten. That's what makes the Kodesh Baruch Hu say, I have to be with you. That's a simple interpretation of what the Medrash really means. It doesn't only mean Hashem wants so much to be with us. You know why He wants to be with us? And when does He want to be with us? When we are a people of Torah, so then Kivayachu, the Shekhinah says, I need to be there because the Torah is my little girl. And I have to be with her. And I want to be with her. I want to be with you both. But that's if the person is so embracing of the Torah and lives that way. The Torah is never forgotten by this person. Can't be without you. Now, he says, but really, that the Torah should not be forgotten and that we should be able to hold on to it and everything we learned should we could remember. Certainly. It's lamalim in ateva to be so attached to Torah and then to remember everything and to have it all with us at all times. The pasuk says, "V'hatoyif einecho boi beinenu." If you just look away from Torah, it's so easy to be distracted and/or to lose some of it, to lose our hold on Torah. Rak im iefsha litla mimcha shehi yishtecha. The only thing you have to do is then say, "I need to hold on to it like I would to my bride." Oz al yedei. If, however, we say, look, as best I can, I'm with my Torah, I'm with my mitzvahs, that's how I define my life, that's what I'm all about, I'm not distracted, I'm certainly not looking for myself and for my pleasures, I'm for Hashem's sake, I live for Hashem's sake, and like we saw earlier, that means I'm living, and what I do for Klal Yisrael's sake as well, again, not Klal Yisrael's benefit, but as part of Klal Yisrael. I do it for Hashem's benefit. I do it for Hashem's pleasure. But that is something that drives me because of that Klal Yisrael part of me. Because I'm part of Klal Yisrael, I'm thus driven. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have to be. V'adur b'neichem, quoting from this message, V'adur b'neichem. And that, Kilek Achtav Nesavdi Lechem, Terasi Al Tazayvu, M'klas Shatzarek Avayit Tamid, you have to work hard. Shalei La'azayv. It's not a simple thing. To think, feel, live a Torah life every moment of the day. And you should know, just to skip ahead, and this will conclude, that in the next piece he says a beautiful thing, in the name of the Chodesh Yerim Adar, the month that we are now beginning tonight, the Shvedish Adar, he says, is Al Shem this Medrash, where the Medrash says, V'adur b'neichem, the Medrash we just studied, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to be with you, V'adur b'neichem, I want to be with you. And that the Dalet and the Resh stand for Dal, meaning someone who has nothing of his own. Rosh, right? Resh, Shin, also. Someone who's bereft of everything. All we have is Aleph, Hashem Echad. Aleph, Hashem Echad. Otherwise, Dar, we have nothing. Then we have Adar. Then Hashem says, oh, if all you have is me, then you have me. Then you have me. Adur b'neichem, Menachem Shmuel says, I come to be with you, and the Shekhinah rests with and within us.